This is a Greek idea. The Greeks are always looking forward, looking out. Egyptians never would have thought of, hey, come to Egypt, you know, hang out with us. No, Egypt was always isolationist. They had the desert on two sides, the cataracts in the south, all isolating them. And in the north, they had the Mediterranean, which they didn't sail. So Egypt always tended to be insular. For example, Ptolemy's building this library for everybody. In Egypt, there were libraries in the temples. And there was a title. And the title was Overseer of the Secrets. That was the librarian. This wasn't open to everybody. This was only for the priests. The library was secret. It was supposed to be kept away from the public. It's the same with Egyptian religion. Secret, not open. You were never supposed to go to the temple. There was no time in ancient Egypt, no day of the week, when you were supposed to go and pray. There was no Friday, as in the Muslim religion, Saturday, as in the Jewish religion, Sunday, as in the Christian religion. There was no day when the masses were supposed to go and worship. That was the job of the priests. The temples in Egypt had big enclosure walls. It was secret. It was separate. Ptolemy is opening it all up. So he builds the library. Now, what is the library like? Well, first, according to one tradition, there were 700,000 books. 700,000 books. Now, it's a very, very large number. It's certainly too large. There were not that many works written. There may have been multiple copies. We're not sure. And of course, books, as they're called, is not the right term. It's probably papyrus scrolls. Everything's written on papyrus, and we don't have pages yet. They roll it up. But 700,000 works in this library. There was a separate room just for the works of Homer, the Iliad and the Odyssey, all the different editions. We even know one of the librarian's names, Callimachus. And he made a catalog, right? Like the card catalog, the precursor of the card catalog. The catalog itself was 120 scrolls. So this was an incredible, incredible operation. And it was open to everybody. Now, in addition to the library, don't think of it just as a place with scrolls. Don't. There were other buildings. It was a complex. And the idea was that scholars, even scientists, could come here and live free, paid for by Ptolemy. He was going to bring them here. There were dorms. There were cafeterias, all paid for by the state so that knowledge would go forward. An amazing thing. We get the word museum in English from the library at Alexandria. It was the place of the nine muses. In Greek mythology, there were nine goddesses who were in charge of the arts and sciences. And the library was the place of the muses, the museum. So that's where we get our word from this line. So it was everything. I mean, it was a fabulous place. Now, what takes place here? History. Euclid wrote his geometry while he was at the library at Alexandria. Eratosthenes figures out the circumference of the earth. He does an experiment. While he's at the library, he sees he has two poles, one at the library in Alexandria, one all the way down south at Aswan, and depending upon the shadows that the poles cast, he computes the circumference of the earth. Now, I don't know if you're old enough, but I'm old enough to have been taught in school that Columbus is the one who proves that the earth is round. That when Columbus sailed, he sails around the earth, and that proves that the earth is round. And before Columbus, everybody thought it was flat. No, no. Eratosthenes certainly knew. And if you read your Plato, in one of his dialogues, the Phaedo, at the end, he has Socrates saying, and everybody knows the earth is a sphere suspended in the heavens. So educated people knew that the earth was round. And Eratosthenes, working at the library, figures out the circumference. And, you know, if you want further proof that everybody knew that the earth was round, think about the Middle Ages. The symbol of the church, the dominion of the church over the earth, was a cross on top of an orb. On top, it's not on top of a pancake, it's on top of a globe. So People knew that the Earth was round. And Eratosthenes figured out the circumference. Incredible achievement. Other famous scientists worked there. Herophilus figures out, first one ever to say this, that the seat of all thought is the brain.